Blog Talk Radio.
Against flesh and blood.
And now, Voices of the True Israelites with your host, the Seer of Seed Royal.
To the four corners of the globe, praise his righteous and powerful name. Hallelujah.
James, put some oil on it. It's a bit dry.
You're going to see how a bad nigger learned good.
James, your name is Toby. I want to hear you say it. Your name is Toby. You're going to learn to say your name. Let me hear you say it. What's your name?
Kunta. Kunta Kinte.
When the master gives you something, you take it. He gave you a name. It's a nice name. It's Toby. And it's going to be yours till the day you die. Now, I know you understand me. And I want to hear it. Again! I want to hear you say your name. Your name is Toby. What's your name?
Kunta.
Lord God, help that boy. They're gonna flip him dead.
What's your name? Say it. Toby, who are you? Say your name. What's your name?
Toby.
Say it again. Say it louder so they all can hear you. What's your name?
Toby. My name is Toby.
Aye. That's a good nigga. Cut him down.
All right, Sarah, don't forget now, we cut you off last Thursday this time, so be all right. Mm-hmm. All right, good. Live broadcast, tape number 28, Voices of a True Israelite. We're not affiliated with anybody but the six anointed camps of Voices of a True Israelite. All tribes truthfully must get up under Voices of a True Israelite. The six anointed camps, that's why we come on humble to show you the way according to the scriptures of the Bible. And believe it like that. We're going to find our elder, and we'll bring our elder in, and we'll tell you all about the broadcast, take 28. And then we'll see if we're going to be on stage for the nice episode, special edition called Thursday Evening. All right. So if you can find our elder and bring him in. See, it's jam-packed on the international side, over 700,000 strong on the international side. And if the seal get cut off, the young line will take it from there. That's all we can tell you. But we're going to say what we got to say. No doubt about it. Elder Mr. Tibbs, Yahweh be to that seed right here.
And Yahweh bless you, Seer Israel, the seed well. Hello, Yahweh.
And
Yahweh
be with you there, Elder. You know, I was reminded just a minute ago that, don't forget, Seer, you was off last Thursday, so this time be all right, or you get cut off again. So that was on the table written out for those Seer. But whatever you got to tell us, nice and order, and take your time. You on the clock, special edition call Thursday evening. And take your time now. Elder Mr. Tibbs, you on the clock. Come on.
Once again, Yahweh bless you, Seer Israel. And thank you for bringing me into tonight's broadcast among a cast of hundreds of thousands. And I always say it's a great pleasure to be among those many people that want to hear the righteous words of Yahweh. And that's always a good thing, because you have those out there, like we heard earlier, that try to make you take another name and go with it when you know what the name should be. You have people that try to give you another teaching when you know what the teaching should be, according to the Bible, the way that we're taught at Seed's Royal Ministries. They even questioned Yahweh the Son, who gave him the right to teach. Can you believe that? Yes, you can. If you look in the book of Matthew, chapter 21, verses 23 and 24, it tells you just that. 23 says, and when he's coming to the temple, the chief priests and the elders of the people came unto him as he was teaching and said, by what authority doest thou these things? And who gave thee this authority? 24, and Yahweh the Son answered and said unto them, I also will ask you one thing, which if you tell me, and likewise I will tell you by what authority I do these things. And some people, they have a tendency to lead you in another direction, knowing that that direction will lead you into damnation. You have to stay on the straight path, as he told us in Matthew chapter 7, verse 13 and 14. 13 says, enter ye at the straight gate, for wide is the gate, and broad is the way, that leadeth to destruction. And many there be which go in thereat. 14, because straight is the gate, and narrow is the way, which leadeth unto life. Few there be that find it. Well, at Yahweh's ministry, we take that narrow path, and we try to get our James 5:20 by bringing those in with the word, as is truly spoken from the Bible. We welcome and thank all of you for attending this live broadcast and learning this information of Yahweh's ministry. We come to you live, as always, with new and exciting topics from the King James Bible. And first and foremost, about Yahweh's word, where we even been questioned the same about that. How can you guys get this much information from this one book? Well, we've explained it many times. It comes from connecting the books. Your health, foods you should eat and keep in the Sabbath days, and also learning how to precept that book. Precept your verses. That's one thing we stay on. This is information that you all came to seek. And one thing, you don't have to look any further, because you've now found that in the voices of the true Israelites, tribe of Yahdah. We're open unto you for this learning from 6 p.m. to 9 p.m. in the days of Sunday, Monday, Wednesday, and Thursday, having no class on Tuesday unless we have a high day or a special event. Now, we do have a Sabbath class, as I mentioned before. The top part of the Sabbath is Friday. That class starts at 7:30 to 10:30. And the bottom part of the Sabbath is Saturday. There's a temple class that starts at 12 p.m. and an online class that starts at 2 to 5 p.m. until the temple members desire to leave. We also have a website address. To use this, open up any search engine and on that search line, type tribeyahdah.com. And after you click enter, just under this big line, you're going to see some choices. And one of those choices will be tithes and offerings. Click PayPal and follow the instructions. On any other device, you may see menu, butt clicking. Yes, you'll still see choices. Still choose the tithes and offerings in doing so. Remember what it tells all of us that reads the book of Psalms, chapter 96, verse 7, and verse number 8. Verse 7 says, give unto the Yahuwah, you kindreds of the people. Give unto the Yahuwah glory and strength. 8, give unto the Yahuwah the glory due unto his name. Bring an offering and come into his courts. I always remind everyone that when you're doing this, to remember that Yahuwah loves a cheerful giver. And also donations to this ministry is greatly appreciated. That you give according to the scriptures we read in the book of Leviticus, chapter 27, verse 30, and read once again in the book of Hebrews, chapter 7, verse 8, and verse number 9. This is done to keep this ministry bringing you thus says Yahuwah wide. Also, for building a school, a banquet hall, radio station, and land to grow the health foods we continue to speak of on this program, Hallelujah Yahuwah. Why, we even have a calendar. While you're there, check that calendar to keep yourself, family, and friends in tune with the Bible feast days that come to us throughout the year. We also have a live program. This feature is available during our live broadcast time. Just enter three words, Yahuwah Radio Live. And after you click enter, look for the Voices of the True Israelites, Tribe of Yadav. Just click the red live button as soon as this appears. It'll put you right into our live online broadcast. We also have two email addresses the listening members can use. The first is tribeyada@gmail.com. The other is yadaisrael@gmail.com. These are for writing your written opinions and questions of a biblical subject answered or related topics. We even have a few numbers you can call with Yahuwah in mind. The first is our live conference room number, which is 319-527-6065. The other is 224-600-5579. This would be our international number where you can call and leave a message on those scriptures you may have questions on, which can be answered by any one of the 6 and 9 accounts of Yahuwah's ministry. But also in saying that, do not call this number trying to teach. Only hear a discouraging dial tone. Also, by calling the same number, you can order the 12 programs via the 12 Tribes of Israel on DVD. Just make sure we get the correct name and the correct address, and you will receive it promptly. On another note, we might ask, please do not contact the seer via email, phone, or text before broadcast or afterwards. As you might imagine, he's pretty busy with the WCC, the New York Station stockholder, Mr. Cigar Man, and answering many remotes that most of us have seen, even now, in addition to that, the Latter-day Saints. So please use the international line of 224-600-5579. And if the question is legit, you will receive a call back, unless you call trying to teach. You will only hear a discouraging dial tone. Now, if you happen to miss the beginning of today's program, you can catch the entire show at 9:15 p.m., except Fridays. The program time will be repeated after 10:30. Just type in three words on your search line to get there, Yahuwah Radio Live. And after you click on it, look for the Voices of the True Israelites, Tribe of Yadav. At that point, just choose the program that you are late logging into, or any previous day that you would like to listen. During our normal broadcasts, we're also simultaneously transmitting on Peltalk, which you can log in by phone, your tablet, or computer. Just download the Peltalk app. We will be listed under Ethnic Group, African American. Just look for Voices of the True Israelites, Tribe of Yadav. Not to worry, the room will hold 50 participants or more. And you will find this is where Yahuwah's Word will also be working for your Bible education. Online there to answer the on-the-table topics we discuss will be Elder Mr. Tibbs, along with Seer Israel writing a shotgun. And during this time, we'll be taking no comments off topic, any more than two text questions answered at a time. And if Bar Talk ends before teaching time, our teaching will continue on Pal Talk. Yahweh be with you all. But one note we'd like to say. When we are given those scriptures to speak by the seer, be quick to hear and slow to speak, so the words of Yahweh flow smoothly, remembering that we have hundreds of thousands of listeners that came to hear the righteous words of Yahweh and not that of confusion, as is mentioned in 1 Corinthians chapter 14, verse 33. If we do this, we are keeping those scriptures in mind and keeping you in mind also. But when you try to win that bump the gums contest, you miss all of Yahweh's glory which is said unto you, because we are rehearsing a righteous act to learn the words of Yahweh. But so we can start that learning process, we'll turn our program over to our seer Israel and say, hallelujah, Yahweh.
All right, there, yo. Hallelujah, why, yo.
Honey, if it makes you happy, I will remove all of the black people from my Instagram.
You said that before? You said I understand.
I did remove the people that were independently on my Instagram that are black.
Then why did you start saying that you didn't? You just said you didn't remove them. You didn't remove them.
Don't try to win none. just wait till come up on some mail and see what the book says on that subject matter. That's all we're supposed to do. And let's see what's going to be on stage for the night's episode, part number 28. Mother Eve, tribe of Yahdah Judah. Another mother out of Camp 1. Hey, Mother Eve, tribe of Yahdah Judah.
Yahweh bless you, see Israel. Hallelujah, Yahweh.
Hallelujah,
Yahweh,
Mother Eve. We know Moses sitting at our famous with the book open and a clean sheet of paper that's sitting there with no writing on it, waiting to hear something. Then she will respond to a lot of the broadcast on what she have heard, and that's a great thing. We got to take notes, and we got to be prepared to give them nothing but thus says the Almighty Yahweh. Because the world talks about there's a black Jew and a white Jew. And so, and a lot of leaders that is leaders in politics and leaders in being movie stars, but that's not the leaders of the Bible. That's not the leaders of the Bible. Matter of fact, I got to pull a rabbit out of the hat after we hear from Luke, chapter 12, verse 12, Brother Micaiah. What's going on with that Luke 12?
Book of Luke, chapter 12, verse number 12, verse 12 reads, "For the righteous spirit shall teach you in the same hour what you are to say."
The righteous spirit will teach you what to say. Now, we just made a statement. Once we line up with the Bible, let's see if we find out, according to the Bible, how do the Bible leader. Let's see if they actors or if they basketball, football, sports player. Let's see how they, because we got a lot of leaders. They'll say, as a matter of fact, one of the ones that married the daughter, so he said, "I don't want to be no leader." Charles Barkley. You know, he married one of the daughters of Esau, and he did make a statement in the days when he was playing, "Your leader should not be your sports athlete." But now, since he had retired, he's taking that role of being leader. But let's see, through the Bible support leaders. To find a leader in the Bible, let's see where we go. Let's go to 138. Let's go to 2nd Ezra 138 there, young man. And what we're looking for, how do the Bible pick leaders, so we can be clear. Because we, in the early part, we heard pertain to, "What's your name? What's your name?" Say, "My name is this." You say, "Your name is that." So if you carry the name of the one that beat your back, and you in that line, no, you cannot be a leader. No. You cannot be a leader if you're carrying the name of names that your slave master have given you. You can't be a leader. The first thing you understand, you got to get back the name of that oppressor. You got to get that name back to him. So that's start one. Now the leaders see what you can read the Bible in 138. So if you're going to follow the Bible, see how the Bible supports the leaders in 2nd Ezra 138.
Okay, we're going over to the book of 2nd Ezra. We'll read chapter 7. We'll read 138.
Chapter 1. We're going to chapter 1. Or maybe possibly 138, young lion. So 138 gives us an idea of the thing to, because when they beat your back, they give you a name for a reason. And that's the reason you got red now, white Jews, and black Jews. See? So that put them in the equation by being the white Jew and you being the black Jew. But see, your name, that means you've been given a name. You've been given to a name, and you accept that name to the fullest. As a matter of fact, you go out with that name. But find out, according to the Bible, how did the Bible address that question in 138? And take on down to the verse. Read where you see it there, young lion. Let's see what we got.
Okay. Come on. The book of Tachanesis, chapter 1, verse 38. Verse 38 reads, "And now, brother, behold what glory, and see the people that cometh from the east." Verse 39, "Unto whom I will give for leader, Abraham, Isaac, Israel, Hosea, Amos, and Micaiah, Joel, Obadiah, and Jonas." Verse 4, "Nahum, and Habakkuk, Sophene, Haggai, Zechariah, and Malachi, which is called also an angel of Yahuwah."
Mm-hmm. And they call an angel of Yahuwah. Now, so them is the names that would be your leaders in these days. They would carry them names, what we just got through reading. But now they have them names, but they have another name on it, Mother E. They have another name. With that name, they would have another name on it. And what name would that be, Mother? Just give me two lines in Numbers 40, verse 14. See, you got to watch everything from the pages of the book. Because, see, to do Yahuwah, you got to make the judgment according to as is written. See, when you make a judgment according to as is written, then we know exactly one thing. You know, hey, you look at the book and say, well, I see what I got to do. So Mother Eve and Numbers 20, verse 14, can you help those see out? What they say?
You have Numbers 20 or Numbers 12.
You'll make it 20, verse 14, but all I want is just two lines. I want the whole third line, Mother. I just want to get to what was said that's gonna keep us moving in the right direction.
Okay.
Let's see what out of it. I read 20, verse 14. What does it say?
The book of Numbers, chapter 20, verse 14. "And Moses sent messengers from Kadesh unto the king of Edom. Thus said thy brother Israel, thus knoweth all."
Right there, Moses. "Thus says your brother Israel." That's all we want. Make a note of that, Mother. Because all we want is to stir the line. Moses sent a letter to his brother, Ephraim. And in the letter, it just says, "Your brother, Israel." So that is it there. So whatever your first name will be, at the end of your name, you'll put Israel there. See, now Moses just took the lead. Moses, his mother gave him that name, Moses, because she said she drew him out of the water. But that's another lesson. We can't break that down, but we're not. But at the end of Moses' name, what did Moses say at the end of his name again, Mother? Now, pick it up where it says Moses, what Moses said. And take your time, Mother. We got plenty of time, Mother. We trying to edify and shown what Yahweh required for him to kick in. It's some things that we got to do according to what's written. Now, let's go back over that 20th chapter again, and now we know exactly how far we're going to go. Let's see who wrote the letter and what was the letter about and who sent what. Take it again in 2014. Come on.
Numbers chapter 20, verse 14. And Moses sent messages from Kadesh unto the king of Edom, Esau. Thus says thy brother Israel. Thus knoweth all.
Right there. Thus says your brother Israel. Now, mother, precept that, mother. Precept that to Isaiah. Now, why did he say that? See, Isaiah picked up on that, mother. He picked up on that statement. Now, Isaiah looked back at the record, and he picked back up on that statement in Isaiah 44, verse 1, then skip down to verse number 5. Let's see exactly what's going on. Isaiah 44, verse 1 and verse 5. Listen good. Mother, you're back on the clock. 44, 1 and 5.
The book of Isaiah, chapter 44, verse 1 and verse 5. Verse 1. Yet now hear, O Jacob, my servant, and Israel, whom I have chosen. Verse 5. One shall say, I am the Yahweh. And another shall call himself by the name of Jacob. And another shall subscribe with his hand unto the Yahweh, surnaming himself by the name of Israel.
And surname means last name yourself. So you are last name yourself Israel. And once you last name yourself Israel, Brother Micaiah, what happens that what we can read? Now when you last name yourself, Israel. What happened that we can read in Numbers 22 down to verse 27? Now tell me what happens when you look at your name, and at the end of your name, they're like, you see that Mr. Israel has to be the name into, he said, the name you got is going to be your name to the day you die. What name is that, Mr.? Toby. He said, well, that ain't my name. He said, I'm going to beat your back until you get right. Because that name, I want you to stick with it. And here's the point. Nobody do something unless there's something behind it. The way they can pull things off today is by once you have your name removed, then they can get into an equation with you. Like Big Dignitary that once owned the Los Angeles Lakers, billionaire. He said it's white Jews and black Jews. See? So they can get away with that pertaining to because you have been into something that Yahweh would not. Once you come to the knowledge of the truth of the matter, you won't bid into something that once the light is turned on, automatic, you make adjustments. See? And you ain't got to go, matter of fact, why you ain't got to go run down and ask them nothing. Because Yahweh already put sentences on you running them anyway. You know, I mean, I know you got to cash your check. No question, cash your check. But the reason why you don't get no record, you don't get no great reward for doing so, hey, mother, help me out, mother. Help me out in the book of Isaiah, in the book of Psalms chapter 50. Let me show you that you get no special reward by going down and doing what you call legalizing your name down. Let me show you what Yahweh think about that. I'm gonna show you what he think about it. We're going to Isaiah chapter 50. And we're gonna see what does he say. 14 is still out of it. And Isaiah chapter 50, verse 14. Let's take a little short meal out of it, Mother. And we'll read down to verse number 17. Listen real good. We in Psalms chapter 50, Psalm 50. Let's make a little meal out of it, verse 14 down to verse 17. What does it say, Mother?
Isaiah chapter 50, or Psalms chapter 50.
Well, make it Psalms chapter 50.
Okay.
Thank you, that Mother Mosey. Psalms chapter 50, verse 14 down 17. Listen good.
Chapter 50, 14 to 17.
Thank you, that Mother. Sometimes when the seer be calling some things, you know, he'll call it. But like I said again, we clear that we supposed to be, you know, seer might call something, might not be directly pin the tail on docket, but that's what Mother Zeke said. Oh, you don't mean Isaiah, you mean Psalms here. That's right. Thank you. So we got to make sure we already worried about ourselves. If we call the wrong book, you correct those seers and say, oh, no, you talking Isaiah, you talking Psalms. That was Moses did. So we're talking Psalms chapter 50, verse number 14 down to 17. Mother, Zeke, come on.
Okay. The book of Psalms, chapter 50, verse 14 down to 17. Verse 14. Deliver me from blood guilt, O Yahweh, thus Yahweh of my salvation, and my tongue shall sing aloud of thy righteousness. 15. O Yahweh, open thy my lips, and my mouth shall show forth thy praise. Verse 16. Thou hast desired my sacrifice, else would I give it. Thus delight not in burnt offering. Verse 17, the sacrifice of Yahweh are a broken spirit, a broken and contrite mind. O Yahweh, thou shalt not.
Hold on, Mother. What are you reading? I'm over in Psalm chapter 50, verse number 14. What you read? I'm reading Psalm chapter 50, verse 14.
I'm reading Psalm 51. Psalm chapter 50, verse 14. Offer unto Yahweh thanksgiving and pay thy vows unto the Most High. Verse 15.
Hold that point right there. And we gonna offer thanksgiving to Yahweh. Matter of fact, hold that point. When are we gonna do that, young lion? Yeah, that's pretty good. You said offer of thanksgiving to Yahweh. So when are we gonna do that? In First Maccabees chapter 4, there, young lion. When are we gonna offer up thanksgiving to Yahweh? Let's go to 1 Maccabees chapter 4, verse 46. And let's read a little bit. Let's see when we going to offer up some thanksgiving to Yahweh. Let's see exactly when we going to do it. 1 Maccabees chapter 4, verse 46. Moses just read, offer and 50, verse 14, offer unto Yahweh thanksgiving and pay thy vows unto the Most High. So when are we going to do that? Let's talk about it there, young line. Over there in 1 Maccabees 4:46. Let's read a little bit. Come on.
Book of 1 Maccabees chapter 4, picking up at verse 46. 46 reads, and laid up the stones in the mouth of the temple, and it could be in place, until there should come a seer to show what should be done with them. 47.
Let's find out Let's find out when we're going to pay our vows for Thanksgiving. Let's find out when we're going to do all this, paid our vows for Thanksgiving. Keep reading some down there, young man.
Okay, verse 47 reads, then they took whole stones according to the law and built a new altar according to the form. 48, and made up the temple and the things that were with the temple and hollowed the court. 49, they made also new righteous vessels, and into the temple they brought the candlestick and the altar of burnt offering and of incense and the table. Verse 50. And upon the altar they burnt incense and lamps that were upon the candlestick with stick they lighted, they that they might give light to the temple. Verse 51. Furthermore, they set the loaves upon the table and spread out the vials and finished all the work which they had begun to make. Verse 52. Now on the 5th and 20th day of the 9th month, which is called the month of Kislew, in the 148th year, they rose up betimes in the morning. Verse 53.
Hold that point. Now look at that too again now, young man. Because you read it properly, but what do that mean in the Hebrew? Now, what do that mean in the Hebrew that was written in Hebrew Semitic? So what that verse means, you just got to, remember, we ain't trying to edify ourselves. We trying to edify this national audience of 7,000 strong. But what do that mean according in Hebrew?
The book of 1 Maccabees, chapter 4, verse 52. Verse 52 reads, now on the 5th and 20th day of the 9th month, which is called the month of Kislew, in the 148th year, they rose up betimes in the morning.
Well, that's why we know that room is supposed to be lit up as much as can. Now, when you read verse 8, you read like you said, and all of a sudden you look at the Hebrew. The 9th month. That 9th month means December the 25th, which is called the 12th month. That 9th month is the 12th month. The 9th month, but in our America, it's the 12th month. So that's December the 25th, which is the 12th month, which is the 9th month, by looking at that Hebrew calendar, and you'll see that month is equal to 12th month of the American calendar. So when you read verse 8, you read it the way you see it, but that's because in Hebrew, the 9th month, but in English, that's the 12th month. So that's December the 25th and 9th and 140 B.C. December the 25th. Because if you read it exactly like the 9th month of Kislew, they will not be edified. You read the 9th month of Kislew, which is December the 25th. It's on our calendar as December the 25th. So on December 25th, 146 B.C., what happened? Now read that verse 8 again. Read it where you see it. Edify the national audience that's talking about December the 25th, 146 B.C. Come on.
Okay. The book of Maccabees, chapter 4, verse 52. 52 reads, now on the 5th and 25th day of the 9th month, which is called the month of December, in the 148th year. They rose up.
Read it, because it's called them exactly what you read. But then after you put it in there, then you explain what it means on the modern day calendar after you read it exactly the way you see it. What this means is December the 20th, after you read it, like it is, when they hear it, they'll see this is talking about December the 25th. Look at WCC said, "Here, you absolutely correct." Yeah, I know. We know we're correct. But if you look on your Hebrew calendar, you'll see that this month is the same month is called December. This is called December. So it says the 5 and 20th. So 5 and 20 equals to 25. They done it that way to be about 5 and 20. So that's 5 plus 20 is 25. So December the 25th. 546 BC, something happened. And now all we got to at our Hebrew, and it'll tell you, the month we're on right now, is that month would be the month of December. It's called Tazlu in Hebrew. It's called in English, December. Now, let's see if we can read verse 8 again one more time there, young. Read the way you see it and break it down.
All right. First Maccabees chapter 4, verse 52. 52 read. Now, on the 5th and 20th day of the 9th month, which is called the month of Casher, December 25th, and the 148 years, they rose up B times in the morning.
Now that's excellent. Now that's, now you edified the national audience. See, in Hebrew it's called Kavod, but in English it's called December. So that ninth month is the 12th month, and all we do look on our Hebrew calendar, and we'll see it. That month is interchangeable with the modern day called December. It was called Kazlu in their days, but December days we're in right now. That's the reason that the young man got his back beat, because he came over here with a name called Kunta Kinte. But they beat his back until he became Toby. See that? See, we don't have to continue to have our back beat. But when they beat his back, they gave him a name called Toby. That's the point we're making. So just as the ninth month called Kazlu, in Hebrew, that is the 12th month called December. December is on it. It's our 12th month. So with that understanding, the 5 and the 20th equals the 25th. That means the 25th day of December. Now, one more time, read that one more time, then we keep going down. Now we keep back to going. Because remember, we own this national audience to edify. We already, we prepared to do our duty. We here to edify them. But no question about it. December the 25th. A couple of days coming, but in Hebrew, it's the ninth month called Kislev. So we're going to find out what happened. Now read verse 8 again, then we're going down to verse 9. Come on.
Okay, the book of 1 Maccabees, chapter 4, picking up at verse 52. 52 reads, "Now on the 5th and 20th day of the 9th month, which is called the month of Kislev, December 25th, and the 148th year B.C., they rose up B times in the morning."
Excellent.
Verse 53. "And offered sacrifice according to the law upon the new altar of the burnt offering, which they had made." Verse 54. "Look at what time and what day the heathen Esau and his five sons had profaned it. Even in that was it dedicated with songs and citherns and harps and cymbals. Verse 55. Then all
hold
the
a minute. Hold a minute. Hold a minute. In 54, what word they said again? Read that verse 54 again.
Okay. The book of 1 Maccabees, chapter 4, verse 54 reads, look at what time and what day the heathen, Esau and his five sons, have profaned. Even in that was a dedicated.
And that was called what day?
That was called December. That was December 25th.
Call it.
Oh,
what did you call that day again? They just called it something.
You said what day? You said what day he had called?
No. No. What did they just call that day? They called that day, they gave it a title.
Dedicated.
Oh, they called it a dedication. Oh, a dedication. So, do you have your Hebrew calendar with you there, young man?
I got to pull it out.
Okay. You got your Mavi? Got your Hebrew calendar, Mavi?
Yes, sir.
All right. Okay. You're looking where it says the ninth month and what ninth month that Mavi?
And you said look deep with
I as Lou. What do you write of Caslow?
Okay.
Says the ninth month of Caslow. What to the right of it?
It's the ninth month, Caslow, December.
It is right there, month. Right there. So this ninth month, it's called Caslow. It is December. So it's Caslow was in Hebrew, and December is in English. So this ninth month, it's called Caslow. But in English, it's called December. So in December, we found out they was doing something called a dedication. They were doing a dedication. Did we read that in verse 54? That they was doing something called a dedication now, young lion. See, because you never know what's going to come. It's no accident. So in verse 54, can I hear that word again? In 1 Maccabees, can I hear that word again? In 54, what it says in 54?
Okay, the book of 1 Maccabees, chapter 4, verse 54 reads, look at what time and what day the heathen, Esau and his five sons, have profaned. Even in that was it dedicated.
Oh, so they just want to look on what Esau and his five sons did on this day right here. He's saying the day that Esau and his five sons tried to do something and come up short and got a great big slaughter whooping put on them, we got to remember this day. We got to remember, and this day will be a dedication. So now this is the Maccabees talking, their hands been strengthened by the Almighty. They say, now remember this day called dedication. This day going to be a dedication, this day. Now what day is he talking about in verse 52? What day going to be a dedication? In verse 52.
Okay. First Maccabees chapter 4, verse 52. Verse 52 reads, now on the 5th and 20th day of the ninth month, which is called the month of Caslow, December 25th, in the 148th year B.C., they rose up B times in the morning.
Excellent. one day everybody can go back to where they came from, and once you start seeing that happen, all the ones in America can go back to where they came from, the double passport, they can go back to Russia, France, Germany, Spain, and Great Britain. And where you gonna go to? And where you gonna go? See, where you gonna go? By being African American, Negro, and color, where you going? Where you going? See? That's why we gotta come and just, when things unfold, we gotta explain exactly what's going on. So now we clear. So, we clear, we read verse 8. We clear that we read it the way we see it at the Mount Paslu, 146 B.C., on the 5th and 20th day. That means the 25th day of Kislev in England, and on December the 25th. So on December 25th and verse 54, what happened again? Now they have a conversation. They put a great footman on the heathen. And heathen is Esau and his five sons that migrated and became Spain, Russia, France, Germany, and Great Britain. And out of them came America. Got it? Good. Now you edified those through the research. Now you edified. That's what we're coming to do. Edify. Got it? Good. So when we say Esau and his five sons, we can say Esau and his five sons, Russia, France, Germany, Spain, Great Britain, out of them come America. Now you'll raise the eyebrow now. So now you're working with something. Good. Come on now. So now, in 54, after them put a great slaughter on the heathens, which is Esau and his five sons, along with Moab and Ammon, which we in the last night lesson, you're not going to go back over the last night lesson. So now, a great slaughter was put on them real good, no doubt about it. So now, Now they want to do something to always remind their offspring about this special day called today in America, at December the 25th, and it started in 146 B.C. And what was the name of this day again in verse 54? They gave it a name. They gave it a name. What name they gave it in verse 54 there? Read that again and make those here get happy and emphasize the name they gave it in verse 54.
Okay. Going back over to 1 Maccabees chapter 4, reading verse 54. Verse 54 reads, look at what time and what day the heathen, Esau and his five sons, Spain, Germany, Great Britain, Russia, and now America, with what had defined it, even in that was it dedicated with songs and cithers and harps and cymbals.
And what was they called? What's the big word that day was called? 54. What's that big day is called? What?
Dedicated.
Dedicated. Now, make a note of that. Dedicated. So far in 54, we got the word called dedicated. Good. Now, let's go to 55. Let's read a little bit more in 55 now.
55 read. Then all the people fell upon their faces in worship and praising the Yahuwah of heaven, who had given them good success. Verse 56. And so they kept...
Hold on, y'all. You mean this thing, what? Everybody of that year, after they came from that slaughter, they all fell on their face. Who gave them what? Who gave them what on December the 25th called dedication? Who gave them what according to verse 55? Listen real good. Get happy again, verse 55. Come on.
The book of 1 Maccabees, chapter 4, verse 55 reads, then all the people fell upon their faces, worshiping and praising the Yahuwah's head, who have given them good success. Yahuwah has given them that.
So December 25th is about praising Yahuwah of great success that he gave to the children of Benjamin and Levi, the Israelites. So that day is the day of December 25th. That's the day that you do what on that day again? But I thought supposed to pass out gifts and send cards in the mail and stuff like that. Now, 55, it's telling us totally different. What is December 25th, 146 B.C.? What is that day about again in verse 55 again?
Okay. The book of 1 Maccabees, chapter 4, verse 55 reads, "Then all the people fell upon their faces, worshiping and praising the Yahuwah of heaven, who had given them good success."
That gave them good success. What did he give them good success on what? 5, verse 3. What is they praising them about? Let's see what it is. 5, verse 3. Let's take our time and be clear that this December 25th is a day to praise Yahuwah, called a dedicating the day, December 25th, because he gave us great success and dedicating us to something that happened up on his mic. And what happened in 5, verse 3 of the same book?
The book of 1 Maccabees, chapter 5, verse number 3. Verse 3 reads, "Then Judas fought against the children of Esau and his five sons, now called Spain, Germany, Great Britain, Russia, who all became America. And Esau and Arbatan, because they besieged Israel, and he gave them a great overthrow, and abated their curse, and took their spoil." Gave them a great overthrow.
That's something. You mean that's what the December is all about. December 25th. Yeah, we celebrate the great overthrow of the children of Esau and his five sons, along with Moab and Ammon. Yes, we celebrate it. Yes. Yes, we're going to have some turkey, some dressing, and some cranberry sauce and we're going to drink on some wine, and we're going to talk some smack about the great overthrow that was done December the 25th. The day was 146 B.C. The day got nothing to do with no bad white man riding around in midair, in a chariot, and rain and deers pulling him in midair. You going to keep going for the comedy show, see, right? Huh? It's got nothing to do with nobody riding in midair. Coming down through chimneys, and like the elders say, if you come down to chimneys in the project, you will end up in the accelerator where they burn you up at. So if you continue doing things that's contrary to what Gator's Day for, so when they ask us, is you going to celebrate December 25th? Yeah. And we're going to love doing it. We're going to have some turkey, because we know that we made Esau turkey. And we're going to have some dressing, because we stuffed Esau into some holes. And we're going to have some cranberry sauce. They blood ran all over the place. We had a great deliverance from Yahuwah. Yeah, we're going to celebrate that. We're going to be remembering what he did for our forefathers and mothers back there, December 25th, 146 B.C. That's why we celebrate December the 25th of the great or with those that was put on the other nations. Now, that's good. Now let's read verse 56.
All right. We're going back over to the book of 1 Maccabees, chapter 4. Now we're going to read verse 56. Verse 56 reads, "And so they kept the dedication of the altar 8 days and offered burnt offerings with gladness and sacrificed the sacrifices of deliverance and praise."
Ah, they kept the dedication 8 days. And they did what in verse 56? And what they do? They kept the dedication. December the 25th, 146. He said, remember this day now and pass it on to your loved ones. They kept it for what reason again in 56?
The book of 1 Maccabees, chapter 4, verse 56 reads, "And so they kept the dedication of the altar 8 days and offered burnt offerings with gladness and sacrificed the sacrifices of deliverance and praise."
Now, let's paint this picture right, hot and heavy. Now, mother, run to the 10th chapter, and if they want to be deceived, then you just go right ahead and be deceived. So we'll fast forward that to St. John chapter 10, verse 22 and 23. Now, it's been laid out like a rug. Now, thousand and some years, 146 now, couple hundred, 200-300 years later, and we found out that Yahweh gave them great deliverance. And Yahweh stamped that day to tell the offerings, never forget about December 25th, that started in 146 B.C. So, in St. John 10, mother, can you have those see out in verse 2 and 3? Just time. Let the world enjoy what you get ready to read. You want to come on.
Book of St. John, chapter 10, verse 22 and verse 23. Verse 22. "And it was at Jerusalem, outside Judah, the feast of dedication, and it was winter." Verse 23. "And Yahweh the Father walked in the temple of Solomon's court."
What? It was winter. So on December 5th, what was Yahweh the Son keeping, mother? According to verse 22 and 23, was he going to his temple to get him a birthday gift? Or was he going to give him a present? Or was he bringing presents with a long, big bag, dragging it for 7 miles? Did he have presents inside of his bag? Or was he going to receive present going to the church? What was the son doing, and what was he following that we can read with the foundation? Now, A.L., listen to you. Give me that Psalms 11, verse 3. Can you help me out, El? And Psalms 11, verse 3. Can you help those see it out? 11, verse 3. What did it say, El? Hey, Elder, what's that 11 verse 3? He's going to mute the L. It's the broadcast. Young Lion, what is saying 11 verse 3?
Book of Psalms.
Oh, Psalms.
What's 11 verse 3? Book of Psalms, chapter 11, verse number 3. Verse number 3 reads, "If the foundations be destroyed, what can the righteous do?"
So, your line, what is the foundation of December the 25th? What is the foundation of December when he asks you, do you celebrate December 25th? What is the foundation of December 25th? According to 1 Maccabees 4:52. Now, you got to always stay in scripture. So, we got no puffed up spirit. So, what is the foundation of the dedication according to 1 Maccabees 4:52?
The book of 1 Maccabees, chapter 4, verse 52. 52 read. Now on the 5th and 20th day of the 9th month, which is called the month of Casleu, December 25th, in the 148th year B.C., they rose up B times in the morning.
Mm-hmm. So the foundation of this day, December 25th, started in 148 B.C. Thank you, Mother Z says, see, you've been saying 46, and it's 48. Thank you, Mother Z said, look at see, don't worry, I got my eye on you, too. So in 148 B.C., okay, 148 B.C. So what is Yahuwah the Son doing? Is he, what is he doing? Hey, Mother, what is he doing by coming 70 miles? What is he doing on December 25th? What is he doing? Huh? Help those say out. What is he doing, Mother? According to St. John 10:22-23. What is he doing on December the 25th? The Son. Before you answer the question.
Verse 22.
We're going to. Hold on. Before you answer the question. The young lion going to precept that and see what the Bible say in 2 Peter chapter 2, verse 20 down to verse 21. We're going to precept that first, Mother. We're going to 2 Peter chapter 2. Look at verse 20 and 21. What does it say that young lion?
All right. We're going to 2 Peter, on the 9th chapter 2, verse 20, 21, 22. Page, so.
Okay.
Mother Z said, no, fear. See, you're wrong again. Make it 1 Peter. Yeah. You see how important Mother Z is? Mother Z says, see, you're wrong again. You want 1 Peter. See, that's what I like. I like when you don't get caught up with the dramatics of those fear, and you looking in this book and making sure everything is coming out what the book says. Now, Mother Z says, you're wrong again, fear. Make that 1 Peter.
1 Peter chapter 2. Verse 20 down to 22. Verse 20, read.
What is that? Right.
For what glory is it if when you be buffeted for your fault, you should take it patiently? But if when you do well and suffer for it, you take it patiently, this is acceptable with Yahuwah. Verse 21. For even hereunto were you called, because Yahuwah the Son also suffered for us, leaving us an example that we should follow his steps. 22. Who did no sin, neither was guile found in his mouth.
That's big talk there, young man. You mean Yahuwah done no sin. And we're supposed to follow his steps. So if we don't follow his steps, what are we doing according to what you just got to read in verse? If we don't follow his steps, what are we doing by not following his step. And we use example of December 25th. Supposedly not following his step. What are we doing according to what we just got through reading in verse number 22?
We are sin.
We are what?
Sin.
Ain't that something? You mean if we don't follow Yahweh the Son's steps, then we doing what?
Sin.
Because he done no sin.
Mm-hmm.
They say he done no sin. So on December 25th, now what was he doing? And then we going to ask you something. What are you going to be doing on December? Are you going to be sinning? Or are you going to be following Yahweh self? We just going to ask the question. What you going to be doing on December 25th? We just read by Peter, the nation of Israel, said, Yahweh done no sin. So on 25th, now you need to follow his steps. His steps is what, mother? Now we're gonna put the hype on the table and build it up. Now it's up to you, display his steps and what is he doing on December 25th according to the 10th chapter, 22 and 23. Take your time, mother. I'm building up now. It's all yours now. Come on.
Okay. And he was at Jerusalem, talked about Jesus, the feast of dedication, and it was women. Now, that's why the song was going to the dedication in the wintertime, in verse 23. And Yahweh walked in the temple of Solomon's porch on December the 25th.
December 25th, he left the comfort of his nice, cozy house in the winter. And he went where? Where did he go to?
He went to the dedication. And
yeah, but what? Now he left the comfort of his nice, pot-belly stove house. 70 miles away, he closed the door and left out of there. And where did he go to on December 25th? Where did he go, mother?
He went to the dedication in Solomon's, on Solomon's porch.
And where that is, according to verse 23, where that is?
In Jerusalem. Okay.
According to verse 23, where is that at?
Verse what?
20. And Solomon's putting a temple.
That's where he went to. That's where he went on December 25th. He went to the temple. He left 70 miles.
Okay.
And where he was going, December the 25th, dedication of the beat down of Esau and his five sons. He was coming to celebrate it for 8 days at the temple. The beatdown, he was not present. He was not ready to receive any presents. He was celebrating December 25th at the temple for 8 days. And he was doing the dedication, which was ordained by Judas Maccabees, the Benjamites, and the Levites, for great slaughter against Esau and his five sons, that out of them came a miracle. And Moab and Ammon and last night lesson was with them, and they all got to be beat down, every last one of them. And they said to themselves, after the slaughter, we got to remember this day, December the 25th, that the day we whooped Esau was 146, 148. Thank you, Mother Z. 148 B.C. We put them real. So now, break out the wine. Bring the bake the turkey. Put the dressing with it. Put the cranberries. Break out the wine. Grab that skin and grin on the overthrow that you put on there. Aquas says, Peter says, he says plainly that you ought to follow the water son. If you're not going to follow his steps, you are sinning. So if you're not celebrating at the six locations on what he said, for 8 days, you sinning. That's why he said you ought to follow his steps. All six locations will be open for 8 days to celebrate the overthrow. Because after the overthrow, then a lot of things start happening, young man. In that little red book called, see, remember, hey, mother, help me out. And help those see out in the book of Obadiah, chapter 12 and 13. Help those see out because something happened.
And
we're going to Obadiah chapter 1, verse 12 and 13. And young man, I'm going to meet you over in that red book. They sent this out of the book for a reason. Because something in here we need to talk about in this red book called the book of Esther. Esther chapter 13. And we're going to see what can we read out of Esther 13. And we're going to pick up a verse in that red book. You know, the book that the Catholic Church removed from your Bible, it was 80 books. But they said, no, this part got to come out because if they know that on December 12th, it was the overthrow of us. At that time, they knew who they was, Judah, Benjamin, and Levi, the Israelites. So if they continue to keep this day, December 25th, and celebrate the way they first did it in 148 B.C., we're not going to be able to handle them. So we got to come in and break this up. So we got to do something that we can read, mother. In the book of Obadiah, chapter 1, can you see out in verse 12 and 13 there, mother? What does it say we can read?
The book of Obadiah, chapter 1, verse 12 and verse 13. Verse 12. But thou shouldst not have looked on the day of thy brother, and the day that he became a stranger. Neither should thou have rejoiced over the children of Yahdah Judah in the day of their destruction. Neither should thou have spoken proudly in the day of distress. Verse 18. Thou should not have entered into the gates of my people in the day of their calamity. Yea, thus should not have looked on their affliction in the day of their calamity, nor have laid hands on their substance in the day of their calamity.
Oh, see, it is. Not only that, they lay a hand on your something. They got all your books. And that's why they can proudly say that they are the white Jews and the black Jews over there in Israel is treated real bad. And she say, but do you have to treat them real bad? He said, well, that's just the way it is. No, that ain't the way it is. Propaganda got it the way it is because our own disobedience, but we waking up now. We waking up. We clearly that this ain't about a mom. I'm not going to be sending you no birthday card, mother. And granddaddy, I'm not receiving no birthday cards, no Christmas cards. and all of it. That we're not putting no trees up. We're not celebrating that because that ain't the proper thing. And you taught me all my life is to do things properly. You told me if I hang out on the corner that if somebody doing bad, I'm going to leave with them. So you told me don't do it. You raised me up right. But we saying, Mom, Uncle Willie, that we December 25th has been celebrated wrong. Mom was not coming to the temple to bring gifts or receive gifts. He was coming down to the temple to celebrate the overthrow of Esau and his five sons, and out of them come America. All of them is mixture. All of them. Either way you look in America, you see Esau and his five sons. Wherever you go to the deployment office or whatever, you will see one of Esau's five sons. Because America, all of them came out of these names. They came out of Spain, Germany, France, and Great Britain. So all these races, because if you take any picture of those in leadership in America, take the leadership that's in any and put your pictures up. Don't have no sound and just look red up. No, y'all all look the same. Yeah, because we are the same. We are the same people. See? We the same people. So anyone you see in Britain, Spain, Germany, Russia, France, these are the five major ones. Out of them come the ones you call America. The melting pot. Because they melted out of these right here. Y'all got it? So now we celebrate December 23rd. But they knew that you have this day in your record. But you as a slavery. So what we're going to do, we're going to take your records and study your records. And we know December 25th made you happy. And that gave you hope. So we got to manipulate them to think this day is about something else. So we already know they're coming to worship on December 25th. So we got to divert time to think this day is about something else. Let them think about the true meaning of December 25th. I'll put more and more together. So we got to come up with something like somebody look like us, weighing about 400 pounds, riding around in riding around in a what? Tell me out. What are you riding around in? What are you riding
sledge,
around in?
Sledge.
Okay, and he got about 6 or 8 reindeer, and they all in midair. They flying around in midair. And then they come and visit you that you in the project, they come down your chimney. But they forgot chimney leads you right down into the incinerator where number 5 is. And you still fall for that. See? And it's up to you. You can continue, but if you can walk in this walk, you're gonna say, yeah, Mom, I celebrate December 25th. But now the light been turned on. I'm no longer. And what did you say we can read in Romans chapter 8, 13, that young line? Can you have to see out 11 through 14? Can you have to see out Romans chapter 13, 11 through 14? What did it say?
Okay, we want Romans chapter 13, verse 11 down to verse 14. We're going over to the book of Romans, chapter 13. Verse 11 down to verse 14. Verse 11 reads, "And that knowing the time, that now it is high time to awake out of sleep, for now is our salvation nearer than when we believe. Verse 12, the night is far spent, the day is at hand. Let us therefore cast off the works of darkness, and let us put on the armor of light." verse 13. Let us walk honestly as in the day, not in the rioting and drunkenness, not in chambering and wantonness, not in strife and envy. Verse 14. But put you on the Yahweh the Son, and make not provision for the flesh to fulfill the lust thereof.
Now, he said, you read about his darkness, he left a great big old word in there. Now, who can help those see out? He said, now, he's trying to put off this darkness, and they got a great big old word up in there. And I just wonder, who going to help those see out and look at what word? Now, well, Sister Israel and Brother Israel, they said, we listen real good there. We listen real good. And it's a great big old word in there. And now, what if that great big old word is that we wake up out of darkness? And anybody help those see out, got a great big old word up in there. What word is that? One word. What is it?
Life.
What?
What you gonna say, Mother? What word? What you gonna say? You wanna agree with me on line life? You wanna agree with that? You wanna say I agree? Or do you wanna come up with something else? What words you wanna come up with, Mother? If you can read.
It's that through the armor of life.
Okay, so you said armor of life. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
All right, hey Mother, what you say, Mother? What's that big old word that you see in that Moses? What big word you see?
Well, the three not here.
Oh. Okay, so it's a big word. Let me give you the number one big word there.
Okay.
Number one is salvation. Salvation. If you come out this darkness, you're going to have salvation. That's the number one. Well, salvation is going to give you the life and everything else. Salvation, that's the number one. He said you come up there out of this darkness because he's telling you that your salvation is real close. Is that what he's saying there, young line? Now look at that word again because the number one word is salvation. Now let's see if we read that again and let's see exactly what he's saying. If I come out this darkness, what are you going to have? You'll be in line for what word again? Read that verse again and see do that make a little bit more sense. Come on, that young line. Start back over at 11.
Okay, the book of Romans chapter 13, verse number 11 reads, and that knowing the time, that now it is high time to awake out of sleep, for now is our salvation nearer than when we believe. Verse 12.
Yeah.
The night is
right. Hey, young man. So we talking about salvation. This is talking about salvation. Now you talking to the Romans, right? That we talking to, Mother. Hey, Mother E. That we talking to is the Romans, right? He said the Romans, you got salvation. Right?
Yeah.
So salvation is real close. Let's go to St. John 4:22 and let's find out what Romans are you talking to. So now we go and find out. We sit in that because, see, you know, the world will get away with it. Because we ain't letting the world get away with nothing unless the Bible supports it. You said, now, look, Romans out of sleep. Your salvation is near. And if you come by being, if you do December 25th the way he said do it, get at one of the six locations, bring some turkey, dressing, cranberry sauce, a lot of wine, and all locations right back, and rememorate of the days that your forefathers, Judah, Benjamin, and Levi, put a great slaughter on Esau and his five sons, along with Moab and Ammon, translated today as Chinese and Japanese, because they joined in with them. And Yahweh gave them a great overthrow. Unto 1 Maccabees 5:3. That is the reason we celebrate December 25th. So we walking the way Yahweh walked, 70 miles, to get there, to eat him up, drink him up, because he the one gave the overcoat to Maccabees. Maccabees, the Levites, and Benjamin. All three of the tribes had to be up on the banner of Judah. That's the lead tribe anyway. Got it? Good. So, we're going to find out this salvation if you read about it asleep in John 4:22, mother. Make those get happy now when you deliver the knockout blow in St. John 4:22. What does it say?
The book of St. John, chapter 12, verse 22. You wishes, you know not what you know. What? We know what we wish. For salvation is of Yahweh Judah.
That's big talk, Mo. Salvation of who?
Yahweh Judah.
And Levi. Now, the northern kingdom is upset. Oh, what about us? Well, got to preach up your mind. Down to Jeremiah 3:24, mother. We're going to Jeremiah 3:24. We're going to preach up our Bible. And let's see what it says.
Okay. The book of Jeremiah, chapter 3, verse 24.
Jeremiah, chapter 3, verse 24. What
does it
say there, mother?
The book of Jeremiah, chapter 3, verse 24, reads, "For shame has devoured and labored of our father from our youth, their flock and their herd, their sons and their daughters." That's what you want. We lie down in our shame, and our confusion covers us. For we have sinned against the Yahweh, our Yahweh, and our fathers from our youth, even unto this day, and have not obeyed the voice of Yahweh, our Yahweh.
What you reading, Mama?
You said Jeremiah chapter 3, verse 24?
Yeah. I said Jeremiah chapter 3, verse 23.
Jeremiah chapter 3, verse 23. Truly in vain is salvation. Hoping for from the hill and from the multitude of mountains. Truly in the Yahweh, our Yahweh, is the salvation of Israel.
Salvation of whom?
Israel.
Remember, salvation was Judah, Benjamin, Levi. He didn't leave out the other tribes. Salvation for Israel, too. Now sum all that up, mother, in Jeremiah 30, verse 4. Sum all that up about this salvation. So when we read in the Bible, we just sum up who salvation for. After we read in St. John 4:22 and Jeremiah 3:24, we're going to sum it all up by reading Jeremiah 30. What does it say that we can read?
Jeremiah 30.
Could
you give me that?
Well, make it 30, verse 4. 30, okay. Verse 4.
Look at Jeremiah chapter 30, verse 4. Look at Jeremiah chapter 30, verse 4. And these are the words that the Yahweh spake concerning Israel, the northern, and concerning Yahweh Judah, the southern king.
So when we read this Bible, this whole Bible is concerning who mother? So this salvation is concerning who again, mother? Over there in that 30 verse 4. Make it plain. I didn't care about brain out no better. Here's
Israel.
It is. So now. Huh?
It's concerning Israel, the northern king, and Yahweh Judah, the southern king.
Oh. You mean all my life I thought this was about it? No. That's why we got to come now. It's about first northern and southern kingdom, led by southern kingdom first. Then after they all sealed and grand style, then those that do right, but you got to accept what Yahweh have got written. You must accept what he got written. For this to happen for you, you got to accept what he got written. That's it. And we'll talk about that another time. So we ain't going to get off of that. We'll leave that alone. But you got to accept what's written. Now you understand when you're reading the Bible, it's concerning southern kingdom, northern kingdom. Southern kingdom is Judah, Benjamin, Levi, northern tribes, and northern kingdom. And they all mix up. And all of them got a what, mother? If they do right, in 49:28 of Genesis. Now, if they do right, if they follow his steps, what is the all up under that we can read in 49:28 of Genesis?
Okay.
Yes. The young lion, yes. I meet you there in Isaiah 51, verse 17. So if all southern and northern kingdom, if they do right, what are they up under, mother, that we can read for southern and northern kingdom with a total to it in 49:28 of Genesis? What does it say?
The book of Genesis, chapter 49, verse 28. And all these are the 12 tribes of Israel. And this is it that their fathers speak unto them. And bless them, everyone, according to his blessing. He blessed them. So they got a blessing.
So how many tribes got a blessing, mother, that we can read?
The 12 tribes.
12 tribes. So the blessing is up to you, 12 tribes. The blessing is there. But it's something you got to do on the way. And the young lion getting ready to read, you got to do to receive these things that we talking about. Isaiah 51, 17. Let's read a little bit until we get out, young lion. What got to happen to read?
Okay, we're going over to the book of Isaiah, chapter 51, and we want to read verse number 17. The book of Isaiah, chapter 51, verse 17 reads, "Awake, awake, stand up, O Yahweh Judah, which has drunk at the hand of Yahweh the cup of his spirit. You have drunken the dregs of the cup of trembling and wrung them out." Verse 18, "There is none to guide her among all the sons whom she hath brought forth. Neither is there any that take her by the hand of all the sons that she hath brought up." verse 19.
Mm-hmm. That's good. That's good. That's good. Read verse 17 again, that young line. What got to happen?
Verse 17. Awake, awake. Stand up, O Yada Judah, which has drunk at the hand of Yahweh the cup of his fury. You have drunken the dregs of the cup of trembling and wrung them out.
Yeah. So he said, this is the condition of the battle. You got to wake up. You have to probably say to those who come in contact, Mr. Boss, me off on December 25th. I'm so going to celebrate it. Are you celebrating? I thought you was one of the more fringe land Israelites. Yes. I'm going to celebrate December 25th. Boss, yes, I am. For 8 days, can I have the next 8 days off? That would have really, you mean you going to celebrate that for 8 days? Yes, December 25th. He going to be laughing, but you going to beat him laughing. You going to beat him laughing. I'll tell you something. Your captain, you know, you got to use your greatest weapon. It's the book. Sure, I want December 25th off. Yes. I want it off for the next 8 days. Oh, man. You're going to have the Christmas spirit, ain't you? I'm going to have the December 25th spirit. I'm going to have December 25th spirit. We'll eat a little turkey. Yes. How about the dressing? Yes. Cranberry sauce? Yeah. Why? Yeah. We're going to do all that good stuff on the next 8 days when December 25th. Remember, December 25th, when the sun go down on the 24th now. When the sun go down on the 24th, that's December 25th. We know the six anointed council know that, plainly, that Yahweh's time when the sun sets. The sun set on the 24th. That is the day of the dedication that Yahweh was keeping. So, young lion in Jeremiah, young lion. Now, I'll tell you what, let's go to Sirach. Let's go to Sirach chapter 13, verse 13. What is it saying? 13:13.
Okay, we're going over to the book of Sirach. We want to read chapter 13. We want to read verse number 13. The book of Sirach, chapter 13, verse 13, read. Observe and take a good heed. For you walk in peril of your overthrow. When you hear these things, awake in your sleep.
He said, when you hear these things, wake up out your sleep. Wake up out your sleep and teach the true meaning of December 25th. It started in D.C. 148. The whole of all the nations came against Judah, Benjamin, and Levi. Wake up out your sleep. 1 Corinthians chapter 15, 34. Young lion, continue.
Going over to the book of 1 Corinthians. We're on chapter 15. And we're going to pick it up at verse number 34. The book of 1 Corinthians, chapter 15, verse 34 reads. Awake to righteousness and sin not. For some have not the knowledge of Yahweh. I speak to this, to your shame.
Wait a minute now. He said you got to wake up to what again? But you not wake up. So wake up out your sleep, but wake up out your sleep. For what reason now? According to verse 34 there, young man.
To righteousness and sin not.
See that? Yeah, wake up the righteous. What are you talking about? Hey, Mother E, what are you talking about? Wake up the righteous over there in 5:26 of Deuteronomy. What righteous are you talking about wake up to? He said, now you got to wake up to righteous and sin not. So you remember you got to follow Yahweh the Son's steps. He came 70 miles walking to keep the dedication feast for 8 days. It got nothing to do with no birthday gift. It was one of them. No Christmas gifts. No tree. Nobody flying. He was an overthrow of all the nations that came against you. That's what you celebrate the day for, the overthrow. Give the phone call Mom. Mom, I know you love for us to get together on these days right here, but Mother, that's wrong. The light has been turned on me to turn on you. We'll celebrate December 25th, but let's read some books on why we're going to celebrate December 25th. And it's not about me bringing you no gifts. I'm going to bring some turkey and some dressing and some cranberry sauce, and we're going to enjoy that. But we're going to talk about the overthrow of the other nation. We're going to talk about the overthrow of the other nation. How Yahweh gave us good success to overthrow the other nation. What we read?
You said Deuteronomy 9:26.
No, I think I said 5 there, Mother. I said 5:26.
Oh.
Yeah, I think it's wrong, unless Mother's going to tell me something different. I think I want 5:26. Is that what I want? I mean, I'm ran back now. Do I want 5:26? What I want? Yeah, make it 5:26, Mother. Let's try that. Let's see what we come up with. So you already got it in yellow. Yeah, you got it in yellow.
The book of Deuteronomy, chapter 5:26. The whole ears there of all flesh that has heard the voice of the living Yahweh speaking out of the midst of the fire as we have and live.
Mm-hmm. Make that 6:25. So we got already in yellow already, Mother. 6:25.
Okay.
Yeah, we got it in yellow.
6:25. And it shall be our righteousness that we observe to do all these commandments before the Yahweh, our Yahweh, as he has commanded us.
Mm-hmm. So when the young man read in 1 Corinthians 15:34, he said, wake up to righteousness. What was he talking about, Mother, according to 25? What is righteousness according to 6:25?
The commandments, the first 5 books of Moses.
Excellent. That was what you wake up to. It wants you to wake up to the righteousness of keeping his walk. And his walk was the first 5 book called Torah instruction. Is if you're not keeping it, it says, sin not. That was young lion read. But young lion, get a precept on that 1 Corinthians 15:34 by going to Revelation 11:9. We'll read you to get our point. So we want to paint the picture on this 1 Corinthians 15:34 by our Bible to Revelation 11:9. We'll read till we get our point. Come on.
Okay, we're going over to End Time Prophecy, the book of Revelation, chapter 11, and picking up at verse number 9. The book of Revelation, chapter 11, verse number 9 reads, and they of the people, and kindred, and tongue, and nation, shall see their dead body 3 days and a half, and shall not suffer their dead body at to be put in grave. Verse 10. And they that dwell upon the earth shall rejoice over them and make merry, and shall send gifts one to another, because these two seers, elders, tormented them that dwelt on the earth. Verse 11. And after 3 days and a half, the spirit of life from Yahweh entered into them. And they stood upon their feet, and great fear fell upon them which saw them. Verse 12. And they heard a great voice from heaven saying unto them, come up here. And they ascended up to heaven in a cloud, and their enemy beheld them.
Read verse 11 again now. Hey, young lion. Read verse 11 again.
Verse 11. And after 3 days and a half, the spirit of life from Yahweh entered into them. And they stood upon their feet, and great fear fell upon them with salt.
So that's like 350 years from a point. It starts, some movement started happening by, you know, one day is a year. We can take care of that in Ezekiel, but we're not going to do all that in this setting. So by 350, they start standing up. 350 years from a point, they start waking up. They saying something's wrong. Something's going on wrong. I said a great army. They start standing up on their feet. I wonder what he's talking about. Was that after so many years has passed, they start standing up. Did you read about was that a great army in verse 11? What did it say again in verse 11 again? Who stood up again in verse number 11?
Verse number 11. And after 3 days and a half, the spirit of life from Yahweh entered into them. And they stood upon their feet, and great fear fell upon them with sorrow.
Ah, so when they stood on their feet, the fear of the other nations, when they started seeing, they started unraveling all the things that have, they started putting things together, and great fear fell on them. What kind of conversation did they have, young lion and second Ezra? Chapter 5, they had a conversation going on there, young lion, and the wisdom of Solomon 5, 1 through 10. Did we hear some of this conversation? Say they started talking. So what was their conversation? So see, sometimes you might be in a setting on the bus or something. You might hear the tone of conversation start changing. And that's a sign of them waking up out of that sleep and start keeping the order of this Bible. But what's the signs that we can read that we have to be observing? And once we see these signs, let's start with the wisest man in the world. He's going to tell you about something in the 5th chapter 1 through 10. Make it 1 through 11. Let's see what we can read in the Wisdom of Solomon chapter 5, young lion, 1 through 11. Yep, those say out. Let's see what kind of tone of the conversation that will have to happen that we can read. Wisdom of Solomon, chapter 5, 1 through 11. Come on.
Okay. Going over to the book of Wisdom of Solomon, chapter 5, verse 1 down to 11. Wisdom of Solomon, chapter 5, verse 1 reads, then shall the righteous man stand in great boldness before the face of such as have afflicted him, and made no account of his legacy.
Well, hold that point. Then the righteous man going to stand up. Now, mother, you just read the righteous man. What is the righteous man? You just got through reading in 6:25. So the righteous man going to stand up by doing what? What you just got through reading in 6:25?
Keeping the commandments.
That's right. That's right, mother. That's right. You see, that's the sign of a righteous man standing up. The righteous man going to say, wait a minute. I've been doing the December 25th all wrong. I've been sending cards in the mail, receiving cards in the mail, wrapping up, going down to Carson Pierce Scott and getting me a box wrapped up and got a little warm sweater inside of it. Come on, what you bring me? I got a box got your warm sweater inside. You see? Then you can wake up and say, wait a minute. I ain't supposed to be bringing no warm sweaters and no socks and little boots and stuff. No. I'm supposed to be coming over here, and we supposed to be eating the turkey dressing and cranberry sauce and talk about the overthrow that the Almighty gave our forefathers in First Maccabees 4:46 down to verse 60. We come back, going back to it in a minute. And it was the overthrow in 5 verse 3 that Almighty gave us great success. We have been talking about. Okay, good. So the righteous man going to stand up and keep the law that is written. He going to follow the steps of Yahweh. He going to sit his days a year ahead of time. Listen, Mr. Boss, I want to celebrate my December 25th. Oh, but you used to always, I can count you doing triple time. I'm going to pay you 3 times. But then, you know, if you keep this day, you still got to run some runs. Now, if I put in for my day a year ago, celebrate December 25th for 8 days. Yes, you did. Okay. We'll let you off for 8 days. See, now that's when the righteous man stand up. He knows what the book is saying. He's clear what it says. Hey, mother, clear what it says over there in 2 verse 9 and 10, 1 Corinthians 2, 9 and 10. See, we clear about it. 1 Corinthians 2, verse 9 and 10. Hey, mother, we clear about 1 Corinthians 2, verse 9 and 10.
Okay. 1 Corinthians chapter 2, verse 9 and 10.
Mm-hmm. What are we clear about, mother?
Okay, let's get that.
Mm-hmm. What are we clear about in 1 Corinthians 2, verse 9 and 10? What are we clear about?
1 Corinthians chapter 2, verse 9 and verse 10. Verse 9. But as it is written, eyes have not seen, nor ears heard, neither have entered into the mind of man the things which Yahweh has prepared for them that love him. Verse 10. But Yahweh has revealed them unto us by his Spirit, for the Spirit searches all things, yea, the deep things of Yahweh.
Mm-hmm. You say it's written that your eyes have not seen, your ears ain't even heard. You can't even imagine what Almighty God prepared for you. He's saying, listen, he said, you ain't got a clue by your ears, your eyes, or your mind on what Yahweh got prepared for you that love him. Now, mommy, he's quoting somebody in Isaiah 64, verse 4. And young lion, hold that point. I know you read verse 1, but can you have those see out in St. John 14 and 15, 21 and 24? Can you have those see out? Then we get right back to what was that. You have those see out in St. John 14. Let's get down verse 21 and 24. 14 and 15. Of the 14th chapter, 21 and 24. So, mother, in Isaiah 64, verse 4, Paul is quoting the left side of the book. What is he saying? What is he quoting in Isaiah 64, verse 4?
The book of Isaiah, chapter 64, verse 4. For since the beginning of the world, man had not heard nor perceived by the ear, neither has the eye seen, O Yahweh, beside thee, what he has prepared for him that waiteth for him.
You hear that? So clear about that. But we also got a memo come across the station saying, "Fear, you made it plain, and we ain't going to cut you off. I'll tell you what we're going to do. We're going to cut the young lion off. He due for the night. M-U-T-E on the young lion." Well, Mother, again, I guess it's me and you all in again. So, you know, the only way they can get at us, at us, Mother, is by what they do. But that time going to run out sooner or later, too. So, Mother, it could be me and you to take it all the way in. So we just going to come back to the wisdom. You got your wisdom of Solomon, Mother? You got that old, that little red book. And we already read 5 verse 1. So let's read 2 down to verse 10. What we do, we just take our time because he on big dignitary. They don't mute the elder. They don't mute the young lion. So it's just me and you taking on in. And we'll do so. What does it say over there in the Wisdom of Solomon chapter 5, verse 2 down to verse 10? Take your time there, Mother. We got a lot of time left, and we'll take it on in. Take your time.
Wisdom of Solomon, chapter 2, chapter 5, verse 2 to 10.
Mm-hmm.
Wisdom of Solomon, chapter 5, verse 2. When they see it, they shall be troubled with trembling, fear, and shall be amazed at the stranger.
The strange salvation. Hey, Mother, they're going to fear us, and they're going to trim at this strange salvation, Mother. They're going to start, man, all these billions of dollars we put in this thing to keep them dumbfounded. Now all of a sudden, now they don't start waking up. And who got them waking up? It's them 6 anointed camps of voices of the true Israelites. They are unmasked the December 25th, and they are found their way back to salvation too. And we heard a tape earlier. He said, when your master give you something, you take it. So the master did give us something, but we refused to take it. So we know who the true master is, Father. Put a mark in that, Mother. Let's find out who the true master is. You know, we heard earlier, if the master give you something, you take it. Okay. That's true. But according to the Bible, who is Southern and Northern Kingdom master? Yeah, that's true. When the master give you something, you take it. Put a marker there, Mother. We know you got 5 markers already. You got a mark in that. Let's go to Matthew's and find out that it's true statement. When the master give you something, you take it. That's true, Mother. Now we're going to see exactly when it comes down to the children of Israel, who is their master. Is it a slave holder? We're going to the 23rd chapter, Mother, of Matthew. Remember, in the early part of the broadcast, he said, when the master give you something, you take it. And I gave you a good name. And the master did give us a good name. And we're going to read that behind this about the good name the master gave us. Let's find who our master is we can read. We're going to Matthew 23, Mother. And we'll look at verse 10. We're going to Matthew 23, verse 8, and verse 10. Who is the children of the 12 tribes master? We're going to read it right now. And Matthew 23, verse 8, and verse 10. What does it say there, Mother?
The book of Matthew, chapter 23, verse 8, and verse 10. Verse 8. Be not you called rabbi. For one is your master, even Yahweh, and all you are brothers. verse 10. Neither be ye called master, for one is your master, even Yahweh the Son.
So, mother, according to the 12 tribes of Israel, southern, northern kingdom, who is our master?
Yahweh the Son.
You see that? Excellent. But say it with, you, that's not a question you shooting back at me. You saying it with conviction. Yahweh the Son, that's our master. We going to walk the way Yahweh the Son walked. He kept it December 25th. Yes, he had turkey dressing and cranberry sauce and wine and good music. But he was celebrating the overthrow of all the nations that have came against the children of Israel. And he did give us a name. He said, when the master give you a name, you take it. So, mother, in Numbers chapter 6, we're going to find out what name that the master give us that we're supposed to take it. We're going to Numbers chapter 6, mother, and look at verse 22 down to verse 26. We're going to find, he said, if the master, Yahweh the Son, give you a name, you're supposed to take it. And that's true. So that's... Now, what name did Yahweh the Son give the 12 tribes of Israel, and they supposed to take it? We're going to Numbers chapter 6, verse 22 down to verse 27. Let's find what name did our master give us that we supposed to take it and love it. Come on.
Numbers chapter 6, verse 22 to 27. Verse 22. And the Yahweh speak unto Moses, saying, verse 23, spake unto Aaron and unto his son, saying, on this wise, you shall bless the children of Israel, then unto them, the Yahweh bless thee and keep thee. The Yahweh make his face to shine upon thee and be gracious unto thee. Verse 26. The Yahweh lifted up his countenance upon thee and give thee peace. Verse 27. And they shall put my name upon the children of Israel, and I will bless them.
And put my name on the children of Israel, and I will bless them. What is your name? Let's run to 49th chapter 1 to 3 of Isaiah. What is your name? Although we got it there. But what is your name? Let's see what the Father said your name is. Isaiah 49, 1, 2, and 3. What is your name that carries the blessing? We're going to Isaiah 49, verse 1, 2, and 3. What is your name that we're supposed to proudly carry with conviction to others? 49, 1, 2, 3, Isaiah, mother, E, come on.
Isaiah chapter 49, verses 1 to 3. Verse 1, listen, O owl, unto me, and hearken, you people, from far. Yahweh had called me from the womb, from the bowels of my mother, that he made mention of my name. Verse 2. And he had made my mouth like a sharp sword, and the shadow of his hand had he hid me, and made me a polished staff, and his quiver had he hid me. Verse 3. And said unto me, thou art my servant, O Israel, verse 3, and said unto me, thus are my servants, O Israel, in whom I will be glorified, honored.
So, who is the Father serving by name according to verse 3, mother? What is the Son's name according to verse 3?
What is the Son's name?
according to verse 3, the Father just called him by his name in verse 3. What name did the Father call this person in verse 3?
Oh, Israel.
Oh, Israel. Oh, Israel. Yahweh the Father called his son, Oh, Israel. Oh, Israel. So that's the blessed name. And he tell you about that name when you use that name, mother. In 32:28, what you got coming in Genesis. See, so when you use that name proudly, the Father just called the son by his name. His name that is in the third heaven. His name is Israel. So when that name came down to a specific person, and Genesis 32:28, let's talk about this name that came from heaven, Oh Israel. And when you proudly use that at the end of your name, what's going on that we can read, mother? In the 32nd chapter of Genesis, verse 28, what happens when we use that great name called Oh Israel? 32:28 of Genesis, come on.
The book of Genesis, chapter 32, verse 28. And he said, thy name shall be called no more Jacob, but Israel, for as a prince have thou power with Yahweh and with man, and hast prevailed.
See, you limit your own power. You limit Yahweh to be with you. What you mean, WCC? What you mean? Well, precept on that. Yeah, you limit his hand. When you don't use the name Israel, when you introduce yourself to somebody, you both put at the end of your name Israel. Or you limit his hand. Well, we'll read WCC. We'll read the, you know, we got your number. And time to come, we got your number. But we'll read the precept on that. That's one of Psalm 78 there, mother. See, when you're not using the name Israel at the end of your name, the mental spirit came to David in the 78th chapter of Psalms. He looked David eyeball to eyeball, and David wrote this in the Psalm 78. David wrote it, mother. He's telling exactly when you do not use the name exactly what you have put yourself in, you have done. Read 78, verse 5, get warmed up. Let's read Psalm 78, Psalm verse 5, and then we'll skip down to verse 41, mother. Let's find out what happened when you don't use the name that we can read. Psalm 78, verse 5 and 41. No, you got to cash that check. Okay, fine. Do it. But when you introduce yourself to loved ones, family members, anybody outside, you always conclude with the name of Israel. Why? 78, verse 5, what does it say, mother?
Book of Psalms, chapter 78, verse 5 and verse 41. Verse 5. For he established a testimony in Jacob, and they appointed a law in Israel, which he commanded our father that they should make them known to their children. Verse
41.
Yea, they turned back and tempt Yahweh and limit the righteous one of Israel.
So when you don't use the name, at the end of your name, Israel, what he say in verse 41, mother? You limit his hand. I mean, he's saying, listen, you make me have alligator arms because you limit your blessing because you want to, give me a precept, 42 verse 8, mother. And Isaiah 42 verse 8, listen, six anointed camps and those that got on the standing stage. When you don't use Israel at the at the end of your name, when it's not time to cash your check, you limit the hands of Yahweh. You limit your blessing. He's not in your conversation because he only there when his name is there. Mm-hmm. So when you meet somebody, priest, or even land on a pillow, you still got to keep the blessing of Yahweh there, but the blessing is only is in his name, Israel. Do you limit the hands of Yahweh by coming up another way? Mm-hmm. So you wonder why things always go sour and stuff like that, because you limit his hands. He's not in it unless his name is in it. He let you know if you got the name, it's a blessing to you, and then you got power with him, and you got power with man. Because you have prevailed by using the name at the end of your name, Israel. You got it? Good. What you reading there, Mo?
Isaiah chapter 42, verse 8. I am Yahweh.
What is that? Yes.
Isaiah chapter 42, verse 8. I am the Yahweh.
Yes.
That is my name.
Yes.
And my honor will I not give to another, neither my praise to a graven image.
You see that? So when you know you Israel, you honor the four-letter man. Israel honors the four-letter man. And if you're not Israel, honor the four-letter man, you ain't nothing. You limit his hands. Let's go to Exodus chapter 4, verse 22, Mother. Exodus 4, 22. And you got to tell them what he told Moses concerning Israel, the Israelites. You got to tell them. Tell them what? 4:22 of Exodus. What did it say, Mother?
Okay, Exodus chapter 4, verse 22. Exodus chapter 4, verse 22. And thus shall say unto Pharaoh, thus said the Yahweh, Israel is my son, even my firstborn.
Yeah. You tell Pharaoh, you tell the world, Israel is his, as a nation, is his firstborn son.
Right.
He, the name, Israel, and that represents him being the first, represents us being the first nation on the planet that he adopted a whole nation and gave him his name, Israel.
Mm-hmm.
And so when we go to Psalms there, Mother, 103. So when we go to Psalm 103, Mother, when we go to Psalms 103. Now, the mental spirit, he got old David hemmed up. And he says something to David in Psalms 103, verse 1, 2, and verse 7. What he say that we can read, Mother, in Psalm 103, verse 1, 2, and verse 7. What he say that we can read?
The book of Psalms, chapter 103. Verse 1, 2, and verse 7. Verse 1. Bless Yahweh, O my soul, and all that is within me. Bless his righteous name. Verse 2. Bless Yahweh, O my soul, and forget not all his benefits. Verse 7. Make it known his ways unto Moses, his acts unto the children of Israel.
See that, Mother? See on that? He made it known to leadership and his act to the children of Israel. Children of Israel, Mother. That's what this book talking about. And when you recognize you are a son, a daughter, being the children of Israel, then Yahweh got you. And he says what he says in verse number 18, Mother. 18 and verse 22. Same book, 103, 18 and 22. What does it say?
Okay. Psalms chapter 103, verse 18 and verse 22. Verse 18. To such as keep his covenant and to those that remember his commandment to do them. Verse 22. Bless the Yahweh all his works and all places of his dominion. Bless the Yahweh, O my soul.
What do you mean by all places, Moses? What are you talking about? All places. Psalm 103. 107, verse 3. 107, verse 3. What are you talking about? Bless Yahweh in all places. Mother, what is the precept to that? Bless Yahweh in all places. That's big talk, that mother. We got to read verse 1 behind that one. Psalm 107, verse 1, 2, and 3. Now, that's big talk, mother. That means we got to bless Yahweh in all places. So now, to understand that, we got to get a precept, mother. Let's precept that to 107, verse 1, 2, and 3. Let's see what we can get out of this. Psalm 107, verse 1, 2, and 3. You're precepting now, mother. Come on.
The book of Psalms, 107, verses 1 to 3, verse 1. Give thanks unto the Yahweh, for he is good, for his mercy endures forever. Verse 2. Let the Redeemer of the Yahweh say so, whom he has redeemed from the hands of the enemy. Verse 3. And gather them out of the land, from the east and from the west, from the north and from the south.
That's everywhere there, mother. That's everywhere. North, east, south, and west. He said, look here. He don't gather them north, east, south, and west. So that means that's everywhere. That means you every place, and it's a great gathering going to happen to you once you wake up out of this sleep and celebrate what he got written in his Bible that he ordained, because he strengthened Judah, Benjamin, and Levi's hands to whoop Esau on December 25th, 148 B.C., put an overthrow on them, beat them real good, and celebrated for 8 days. So now you know what he's coming to do. Matter of fact, let's go back and finish up in First Maccabees, mother. You can go back to Maccabees and finish up around about verse 57, and we'll read on down to be clear about what we will be doing in First Maccabees chapter 4. Pick it back up at verse 57 and read on down to the closing of that. Let's see exactly what we will be geared up for to walk after Yahweh walked and be geared up for it. We're going to look at 1 Maccabees 4, verse 47, and we'll take it down to the end of it. Come on.
1 Maccabees chapter 4, verse 47.
Mm-hmm.
6 and 4.
Let me okay.
1 Maccabees chapter 4. Let me see. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
47.
We'll take it down. Mm-hmm.
1 Maccabees chapter 4, 57 to 61.
Okay.
1 Maccabees chapter 4, verse 57. The date also is forefront of the temple, with crowns of gold and with shields, and the gate and the chamber they renew and hang doors upon them. Verse 58. Thus was their very great gladness among the people, for that the report of the nation was put away. 59. Moreover, Judas and his brethren with the whole congregation of Israel ordained that the day of the dedication of the altar should be kept in their season from year to year by the space of 8 days from the 25th day of the month, that's December, with mind and gladness. Verse 60. At that time also they built up the mount. Yada Judah with high walls and strong towers round about that the Gentiles should, Esau and his five sons should come and tear it down as they had done before. Verse 61. And they set there a garrison to keep it and fortify brethren to preserve it, that the people might have a defense against Adonai, Esau and his five sons.
That's big talk, Mother. So that's big talk on December 25th, ain't it, Mother? So, Mother, what is, according to the record, what is December 25th is all about, called a dedication? What is it all about? What is this dedication all about, Mother, according to what you just got through reading? What is this dedication that, what is it all about, Mother?
About whooping Esau and his five sons, Spain, Germany, Britain, Russia, and France.
Excellent. And out of them come America. Excellent. So this is what the day is really is about. This is what the day is really about. We got the record, Mother. We got the record, and that's why they pulled it out of the books. That's why the Roman Catholic Church pulled 14 books out of your Bible and left you with 66, because then they put another date on what you supposed to be doing on December 25th. They want you to be worshiping a jolly fat man that rides in midair in a chariot in midair with deer, all everything in midair. They want you to do that. I'm just doing what is the true meaning of it. But we're going to celebrate the true meaning of it, Mother. Now let's come back to the wisdom of Solomon. Now, see, we waking up now, Mother. See, the foxtail have been lit, the curtain have went up, and our job is now to just rehearse the righteous act and to tell them the true meaning of December 25th. Do the sixth anointing camp, do y'all celebrate the December 25th? Yes. What are you doing that day? I said, well, we're going to praise our mighty one, and we're going to have turkey dressing. We're going to have all the trimmings, greens with it, cornbread, and some okra. We're going to have all that going. And we're going to have some wine, some good old music, and we're going to rehearse the righteous act on what happened on this day. It was a great overthrow for 8 days of our forefathers, Judah, Benjamin, and Levi, whooping Esau and his five sons. Then out of them came America, Russia, France, Germany, Spain, Great Britain, and out of them come America. We whoop y'all real good, too. And the Almighty kept the celebration in St. John 10:22-23. He came to the dedication. So we know what December 25th means. It's a dedication of the children of Israel getting a lick in on all the nations that came against us. It was a great overthrow, and Yahweh allowed it to happen. And he kept it to their attention by doing it himself. So he said, now, if you're going to walk after I walk, that's what he said. I'm coming to the temple, and we know they're going to call me a wine devil because I'm going to drink it up for 8 days because I'm the one gave the okay to whoop them real good. So all we doing is going to celebrate that. Now, let's come back to that, Mother. Let's come back to you and get the remainders of this wisdom of Solomon. unless Mother E, Mother Z, now she got enough written down that you want to come on this 28 taping and deliver knockout blow. Hey, Mother, does she want to deliver knockout blow tonight? Oh, okay.
She's not going to be on PLC. Having a problem with her knee.
Oh, okay. She having a problem with that knee?
All right.
One thing about it, Yahweh is a problem solver. 107 verse 20. Read that in Psalm, Mother. What did he say in Psalm 107 verse 20?
107 verse 20.
Mm-hmm.
Book of Psalms, chapter 107, verse 20. He sent his word and healed them and delivered them from their destruction.
Is that? See, we know the most powerful thing is his word. If we stay in his word and do the right thing according to as it's written, then he going to honor his word. He's always honor his word. Keep that in your mind. He's going to honor his word.
Mm-hmm.
Now, in Wisdom of Solomon, that mother, in Wisdom of Solomon, we read verse 1 and we read verse 2. Let's read verse 3 down to verse 10. Probably we can just kind of take it on in from 3 down to verse 10. Because we find out that sooner or later, we're going to wake up and stand up. And the world going to watch us stand up like the WCC doing right now, the Latter-day Saints. And Big Kimmy Dolan out of New York over there at that Roman Catholic Church. You know, skinning and grinning all the time. Y'all to see him sometime, he'd be skinning and grinning. You know, him and the big cigar man, they real close. Real close. Matter of fact, big cigar man said, that's my pastor. That's my overseer. Who is that? Big Timothy Dolan out of New York. Okay, good. So, in 5 verse 3 down, 3 down to verse 10, take it down to verse 11. Let's see what we can get out of it, Mother. Let's see, and all you have to do is go on your computer and put in Timothy Dolan. Put in, and you catch him skinning and grinning, and you might catch this big cigar man with him too. Right there with him, the big stockholder of his broadcast. We own. You might catch them skinning and grinning together. All you do, put in Big Timothy Dolan. Say, who is Big Timothy Dolan? You put him in there on your computer and see who he is. And you just might see the big stockholder of this station we're on right now. Skinning and grinning together. Let's go to 5, verse 3 down to verse 10. Come on.
The Book of Wisdom of Solomon, chapter 5. Verses 3 to 10.
Mm-hmm.
Verse 3. And the depending and groaning for anguish of spirit shall say within themselves, this was he whom we had sometime in derision, and a proverb of report. Verse 4. We foolish account his lies, madness, and his end to be without honor. Verse 5.
Hold that point. Let me, I got to get it on that one. You see what they're going to say? He said, now we know we had them down, and they done slipped out from under our hands.
Mm-hmm.
He said, we had them in the red, had them doing birthdays, Christmas, shopping, and everything, and now they done slipped out from under our hands. We thought we had them down. We had them thinking that they was the Hebrew Israelite, the black Hebrew Israelite Jews. They done slipped out from under our hands. That's what they gonna say. See, Solomon said what they're saying now. It's a ministry on slipped out from under our hands called Voices of the True Israelites, the Six Anointed Camps. Huh? Go ahead and read verse 4.
Well, how is he not among the children of Yahweh, and his lot is among the saints, the 12 tribes? Verse 6. Therefore have we erred from the way of truth, and the light of righteousness has not shined unto us, and the sun of righteousness rose not upon us. Verse 7. We worry ourselves in the way of wickedness and destruction. Yet we have gone through distress where there are laws, no way but as for the way of the Yahweh. We have not known it. Verse 8. What has proud profited us? Or what good has riches with our brought us? Verse 9. All those things are passed away like a shadow and as a post that hasted by. Verse 10. And as a ship that passes over the waves of the water, which when it is gone by, the trace thereof cannot be found, neither the pathway of the field is a way. Verse 11. Verse 11. As when a bird has flew through the air, there is no token of her way to be found. But the light air being beaten with the top of her wings and parted with the violent noise and motion of them is passed through, and therein afterwards no sign where she went is to be found.
So what he's saying, Moses, he said, once this old bird called Six Anointed Camps have got out of the hands of the world, it ain't pulling us back that direction. We clear what December 25th is now. See, we have escaped now, Mother. See, we clear what's going on. We clear what we're going to talk about on December 25th, and we have our friends on in all six locations. We clear what we're doing it for. We clear now. See, we've got their hands now. Now, because they don't deliver us up from all anger, but now we can go now. We know what to do. Now, let's go back to that 50th chapter. Finish that up. We didn't finish that up. The reason why we not trying to get their approval on anything, Mother. And Psalm chapter 50,
okay.
Verse 15 and verse 17, and we'll close out with this. Let's get the last word. 50, verse 7, pick it up, verse 16 and 17. See, Mother, we clear of the world we stand. And we don't need, we got the approval of Yahweh to put on the in our name Israel. And because we clear that Yahweh have made it plain to David, when it come down to anybody else stepping in as a mediator, he's not in it. Let's see, can we read that? Let's run to Psalm chapter 50, verse 16 and 17.
The book of Psalms, chapter 50, verse 16 and verse 17. Verse 16, but unto the wicked, Yahweh said, what have thou to do to declare my statutes, or that thou shouldest take my covenant in thy mouth? Verse 17, seeing thou hatest instruction and castest my word behind thee.
Yeah, because my people saying that until you go down to City Hall somewhere and do all these things, you ain't got to do none of that. That's the wicked down there. He said, mm-hmm. Yahweh says plainly, the wicked, I'm not going to honor nothing the wicked got. So whatever the wicked have gave you in writing, Yahweh is not going to honor it, period. So whatever you think you wicked don't gave you in writing, down in City Hall or whatever you call it, I can go forward with that. So you got to be what I'm talking about. In the eyes of Yahweh, it's not right. And here it is right here. Now pick up the verse 15 down to 17, and again, give me a closing statement. So understand that. It's not authentic that he done anything for you, because he's making it plain, whatever you have done with the wicked, in writing, Yahweh is not going to honor it. You hear that? So think about what else we talking about. Psalm chapter 50. Pick it at verse number 15 down to 17, the closing statement, Mother. Come on. One more time. 15 down to verse 17, we'll close out with this. Come on.
The book of Psalms, chapter 50, verse 15 to 17. Verse 15. And call upon me in the day of trouble. I will deliver thee, and thou shalt glorify me. Verse 16, but unto the wicked, Yahweh said, what have thou to do to declare my statutes, or that thou shouldest take my covenant in thy mouth? Verse 17, seeing thou hatest instruction, and cast away and cast my words behind thee.
Mm-hmm. Read verse 21.
Okay. Verse 21. These things have thus done, and I kept silent, the thought that I was altogether such an one as thyself. But I will reprove thee and set them in order before thine eyes.
He said, I'm going to reprove them. Then I'm going to reprove them. And we reprove them. We're correcting them now. And we're going to set the 12 tribes of Israel in order before your eyes. And that's what the six anointed camp is doing right now. We send you back together in order as we speak. Are you going to keep on paying us? No, never mind. He said, I'm going to correct them on what's supposed to happen on December 25th, which you're supposed to celebrate. And I'm going to reprove, correct them, and I'm going to set you, 12 tribes of Israel, back in order to do what I tell you to do right before they face. And we're doing it right mm-hmm. now. That's what you have to fulfill in your ear. But leave it like that. Remember, tomorrow, you're going back on network at 7:30. 7:30 tomorrow. Mother mm-hmm. E, take us home with all your action on your part. Come on.
Okay. Okay. Thank you and praise Yahweh for this class. And thank and praising Yahweh for the sphere and for the ones that are listening to the class. And thanking and praising Yahweh for just to be able to be in the class. And I just thank Yahweh for Yahweh is our help. Hallelujah, Yahweh. Christ, hold on.
Yes. Hold on. That's right, mother. Tell them hold on. From all the mothers, all the elders, all the brothers and sisters, those in the, all the 600 camps, Mother E said, hold on.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
In 148 B.C., Yahweh the Son came in the 10th chapter, 22-23, and he was celebrating the dedication of the overthrow of the nation. And that was a shadow. And it's going to be another great overthrow of the nation. And it's going to put you back in your position. But you got to do, you got to be righteous. What does that mean by righteous? A Torah keeper. You got to know that your name is Israel at the end of your name. That's the blessed name. You ain't got to go ask other nations nothing. Yahweh said it. When you wake up, you put at the end of your name, Israel. You'll wake up. Remember, it's nothing in on writing that he going to honor. So ain't nothing they can make authentic in writing. So whatever you got in writing from them is only authentic to them, not Yahweh. You got it? I hope you understand what I'm saying. So until tomorrow at 7:30, all the mothers, the elders, the teachers, the brothers in all six camps of Yahweh's radio, Yahweh's ministry, our job is to teach the Bible uncut. We was put in this place to do one thing, teach the Bible uncut. Understand what the word Jew means, Hebrew. Black Hebrew Israelite, it don't mean nothing to Yahweh. So it don't mean nothing to us neither. See? We know who we are, like the brother said, but we know who we are. The lead tribe of the 12, Judah, Benjamin, and Levi, they are the leaders, but Judah leads. And all the rest of the tribes follow. Keep talking, Sid. We ain't going to cut you off. We gonna catch you in something. No, I'm through talking. I won't talk no more. You don't catch me in nothing. You don't catch us in nothing. I'm through talking. Yahweh be with y'all. We catch you tomorrow at 7:30 p.m. We ain't gonna cut you off here. Well, okay. They don't cut me off. So be it. I'm through talking. And Yahweh be with y'all. So Mother E, you still talk. Catch you tomorrow in class. Yahweh be with you. So long. So long.